Luke's expression remained patient. I thought I explained that.
Ben rolled his eyes.
A retreat? Dad, really?
He shook his head.
I'm not buying it. If you think you can go after Vestara Kai without me...
I'm not, Luke interrupted. I just need some time away.
Ben scowled, still doubtful.
And what about the Jedi?
He asked.
How do you expect the Order to get along without its Grand Master?
Leia saw Luke's gaze flicker from Ben to Tahiri and Jaina, then to O'Hali and herself, from the youngest generation of modern Jedi to the eldest. And she felt the calm that came to him in the Force. Luke had done his work well. The Jedi Order was strong and vigorous. The time had come for him to step out of the way, to let his creation grow into something larger than himself. After a moment, Luke looked back to his son.
Ben, I've been away for months now. You've read the same council reports that I have. Did you see anything to suggest that the Jedi Order can't get along without me for a while?
Ben furrowed his brow.
Well, no, he said. But I still don't understand it. You aren't going all Yoda on me, are you?
Luke chuckled.
Going Yoda? He repeated. Would that be so bad?
Ben thought about that, then shrugged.
Only if you expect me to visit you in a swamp, he said. Otherwise, I guess I'll deal with it.
Luke grinned and clasped his son's shoulder.
In that case, I'll be sure to avoid swamps. Now, how about we let Lando make his toast?
Ben smiled and picked up his glass.
Sure thing.
He turned to Lando.
Sorry to hold things up.
Lando returned the smile.
No worries, Ben. Nobody gets between me and my Carillion reserve.
He started to raise his glass again. Then O'Hali asked,
What about you, Lando? Are you going to retire?
Lando's eyes widened in mock horror.
Me? Not in this lifetime. I do intend to go home and see Tender and Chance, but I'll be back to rebuild the Sarnas refinery.
He raised his glass again, then looked around the table.
Now?
Leia nodded and raised her glass, as did everyone else.
Thank you.
Lando held his glass out toward the center of the table, then said,
To good friends.
There followed a moment of silence. Jaina frowned.
That's it?
She asked.
After all that buildup, that's your big toast?
Lando put a hand on his chest, feigning injury.
I thought it was simple and eloquent.
Then he winked at her.
How about this? To good friends, good times, and new journeys.
They all extended their arms and clinked glasses.
To new journeys, Luke repeated. And may the Force be with us all.
This is Mark Thompson. We hope you've enjoyed this unabridged production of Star Wars: Crucible by Troy Denning. This program was directed by Kevin Thompson, executive producer Aaron Blank. Star Wars: Crucible is a production of Lucasfilm Limited, copyright 2013, all rights reserved, used under authorization. Music composed by John Williams. Music publishing by Warner Tamerlane Publishing Corporation and Bantha Music. Music Master Production, copyright 2007, Lucasfilm Limited. This has been a Random House audio presentation. All rights reserved.